Well, let me begin by sharing some advice with you that I read somewhere for teenagers.
我今天开始讲到之前，想与各位弟兄姐妹分享我读到的一则关于青少年的一则建议。
Teenagers, tired of being harassed by your parents? Act now. Move out, get a job, and pay your own way while you still know everything.
这则建议这样说道：青少年们，你是否对父母的牢骚感到厌倦呢？心动不如行动，趁早把握时机，搬出去，找个工作，为你自己的人生买单吧。
Oftentimes, the naive think they know everything, but the truly knowledgeable recognize how much they don't know.
我们当中有一些天真的人觉得自己知道，什么都知道，但是其实并不是这样的。
Before going to seminary, I thought I understood a lot of the Bible and theology.
我在读神学院之前，我天真的以为自己已经懂得了很多神学。
But the more I learned, the more I realized I did not know.
但是我学的越多，我就意识到我不懂的越多。
I read somewhere that God is like an ocean without a shore and a mountain without a peak.
神就像是一个没有海岸的大海，或者是一个没有山峰的高山。
So as much as you learn about God, there's always much more that we don't know.
所以无论你有多么的了解神，你总会意识到你有多么的不了解神。
So as I've studied the Bible and theology, many truths about God and salvation have become much more clear and much more certain.
在我在慢慢的学习圣经和神学的时候，有更多的关于神的真理，显现在我的心里。
But as I've studied, I've also come across many challenging questions and mysteries.
在我的学习当中，我也遇到了很多非常大的挑战和问题。
And for our time this morning, I want us to consider one of the most difficult questions in all of Scripture.
今天早上，我想与弟兄姐妹一起来思考一个非常有挑战的问题。
You might not think this is a difficult question, but I assure you it is.
你可能不觉得这是一个很有挑战的问题，但是我向你保证它是的。
How can a perfect, holy God love flawed and sinful man?
一个完美圣洁的神如何能够爱残缺和有罪的人呢？
How can a perfect holy God love flawed sinful man?
一个如此完美和圣洁的神如何能够爱像我们这样残缺和有罪的人呢？
This is a difficult question.
这是一个很难的问题。
And this is the most important question.
这也是最重要的问题。
This is a personal question.
是一个个人的问题。
If God is truly good and completely righteous and just,He should not love those who are sinful and wicked.
如果神真正的是完全良善、完全公义的，那他不应该去爱那些有罪的、邪恶的人。
In other words, he shouldn't love you or me.
换句话说，他不应该爱你和我。
But amazingly, the Bible says that he does.
但是奇妙的是，圣经告诉我们，他爱我们。
This morning, I want to encourage and challenge your hearts with the love of God.
今天早上，我想用神的爱来鼓励各位。
So please turn your Bibles with me to Romans 5, verses 6 to 8.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起打开圣经到罗马书第五章六到八节。
In the verses right before our passage, God says that we have hope because of Jesus.
在第五章之前，经文讲到我们有盼望，因为我们有耶稣。
And Romans 5:5 says, this hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts.
罗马书五章五节讲到，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
And the natural question is, how has God poured His love into our hearts?
所以有一个自然的问题，就是神他是怎样将他的爱浇灌在我们心里的呢？
How has He revealed that love to us?
神是怎样将他的爱显现给我们的呢？
And the answer is found in our passage, Romans 5, verses 6 to 8.
答案就在罗马书第五章的六到八节。
Through Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross to save sinners.
耶稣通过他在十字架上所成就的一个非常牺牲的这个爱和死来显现他对我们的爱。
So let's read together Romans 5, verses 6 to 8.
让我们一起读罗马书第五章六到八节。第六节，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死， 神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
So this morning, as we walk through these verses slowly, I want you to understand and see four amazing truths about God's love in this passage.
今天早上在我们研究这段经文的时候，我想让弟兄姐妹懂得四个关于神的爱的奇妙的真理。
The first amazing truth about God's love is that God's love is undeserved.
第一点，神的爱是一个完全不配得的爱。
God's love is undeserved.
神的爱是我们所不配得的。
The love that the world offers and the love that our own hearts naturally give is usually based upon merit and loveliness.
弟兄姐妹们，属世的爱和我们自身所能够给的爱，通常是基于被爱的人有多么可爱或者多么优秀的。
We love something or we love someone because they have something to offer us.
我们爱人或者爱一样东西，因为我们从当中有所获得。
Because we think they're lovable.
因为我们觉得它是可爱的。
And human love is always based upon the loveliness of that object.
属世的爱通常是基于你所爱的东西有多么可爱。
The more lovely the object, the more we will love.
那个东西或者那个人越可爱，你就越爱他。
But that's not the way God's love works.
但是神的爱却不是这样的。
Notice the four words that Paul uses to describe us.
我们看到保罗在这边用来形容我们的四个词。
Verse 6 says, "For while we were still weak."
第六节说到，因我们还在软弱的时候。
You could translate that as meaning helpless.
你可以把它理解成在我们还很无助的时候。
We were lacking the power and the strength to save ourselves or to make ourselves acceptable before God.
我们缺少能够让我们能够在神面前被神接受的力量。
In fact, we're so spiritually helpless that the Bible says that we're spiritually dead.
其实我们在灵里已经死了，因为以弗所书这样说道。
Ephesians 2:1 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked."
以弗所书二章第一节这样说道：你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
So this is worse than just being sick or weak. If we are dead, we are beyond helpless, and we can't even be helped by others.
所以这比生病或者是软弱更加的糟糕。如果我们已经死了，那我们就完全是无助的一个状态。
And apart from God's kindness, we were hopeless and helpless.
如果没有神的良善，我们是完全处在无助和绝望之中的。
But this passage doesn't just say that we were weak or helpless, it also says we were ungodly.
但是这边的经文不光说我们是软弱或者是无助的，他也说我们是有罪的，不敬虔的。
Look again at verse 6, it says, "At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly."
我们一起来看到第六节，经文说到，基督按所定的日期为罪人死。
You'd expect it to say that Christ died for the godly.
你可能会觉得耶稣应该为敬虔的人死。
Usually we think, oh, God loves good people.
通常我们觉得，哦，神可能爱好人。
But here it says that Christ died for the ungodly.
但这里经文说到，基督按所定的日期为罪人，也就是不敬虔的人死了。
In other words, if you count yourself as ungodly today, then you qualify for God's love.
换句话说，如果你觉得你是一个不敬虔的人，那你就应得神的爱。
In verse 8, it says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us."
第八节说到，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
Sinners are those who have missed the mark.
罪人是那些偏离了正道的。
Those who have fallen short of the glory of God.
那些亏欠了神的荣耀的。
Those who have worshipped and loved everything else instead of God.
那些崇拜偶像、爱世上所有的事情，唯独不爱神的人。
And that's all of us.
那就是我们所有人。
Later in verse 10, it even says that we were enemies.
后来在第十节，我们看到经文说我们是神的仇敌。
We were not his friends.
我们不是神的朋友。
We were not his children.
不是他的孩子。
We weren't just neutral people who had made some mistakes.
我们不只是那些犯了一些错误中立的人。
Before Christ saves us, we are enemies of God.
在耶稣基督拯救我们之前，我们乃是神的仇敌。
We actively opposed and rebelled and fought against God.
我们主动积极地去背逆神，违抗神的旨意。
When you consider all these descriptions, weak, ungodly, sinners, enemies, it's clear that we do not deserve God's love.
当我们看到经文在这边所形容我们的软弱的、不敬虔的、有罪的仇敌，我们就可以很清楚地看到我们不配得神的爱。
It actually says the exact opposite, or it's actually the exact opposite. We don't deserve His love. We deserve His wrath.
我们不配得神的爱，我们配得神的愤怒。
God looks down from heaven and He sees nothing but sin and wickedness in our hearts.
神从高天往下看，他看到的是我们心中的罪恶，是我们的骄傲。
He looks down and sees arrogant, unworthy rebels defiantly shaking our fists in His face.
他看到我们这些罪人，这些不配得的叛逆者，在他的面前高傲地挥舞着我们的拳头。
And I'm not talking about the world out there. I'm talking about us, me.
我在这边说的不是外面的世界，我在说我们自己。
Even when we do what is right, we do it for the wrong reasons.
即使我们做了正确的事情，我们的动机也是错的。
We do it for the wrong motives.
我们没有好的动机。
We don't live to please the God who made us. We live to please ourselves or others.
我们活着不是为了取悦创造我们的神，而是为了取悦他人和自己。
But you know, the difficulty is that the longer that you're a Christian, the more tempted you are to think that you've earned something with God.
但是对于我们的挑战是，我们做基督徒做得越久，我们就越容易觉得我们在神的面前好像是小有成就了。
It's easy to think that we deserve something from Him.
我们觉得神给我们东西是应该的。
And let's be clear, going to church and reading your Bible, praying, feeding the poor, sharing the gospel, none of those things make us more lovable to God.
弟兄姐妹们，崇拜、读经、祷告、喂养穷人、传福音，这些都是好事，但是这些事情不能够让我们在神的面前变得更加可爱。
These things please God, but they do not impress Him and they do not obligate Him.
这些事情都是合神心意的。但是却并不能让神对你刮目相看。
Remember, Christ did not die for the godly, but for the ungodly.
弟兄姐妹们，基督不是为了义人死的，而是为了罪人死的。
He doesn't help those who help themselves; he helps those who are helpless.
神不去帮助那些能够帮助自己的人，神帮助那些无助、软弱的人。
He loves those who are unworthy.
神爱那些不配得的人。
Because his love is always undeserved.
因为他的爱永远是不配得的。
He's not waiting for people to clean up their lives first before they come to him.
神不等到人们把他们的生命完全弄得整齐干净了之后才来帮助他们。
In verse 6 it says, while we were still weak.
第六节说到因我们还软弱的时候。
It's in the midst of our weakness and sin that God still loves us.
是在我们软弱在我们无助的时候神已经爱了我们。
His love is never deserved.
神的爱是我们永远都不配得的。
It is always of grace.
是充满了恩典的。
Which means it's His free, unmerited, undeserved favor.
神的爱是无价的，是我们所不配得的。
God does not owe His love to anybody.
神没有必要对我们施恩爱我们。
And this is good news.
这是对我们来说是好消息。
An undeserved love.Is the best kind of love there is.
因为不配得的爱是最好的爱。
Do you know why?
为什么呢?
A love that is not deserved is a love that cannot be lost.
因为我们所不配得的这样的爱是我们不能够去失去的。
A love that is not deserved is a love that can't ever be lost.
因为如果这个爱是我们所不配得的，我们就永远不能够失去这份爱。
If you have to earn God's love, then you can lose it.
如果你必须要去赚得神的爱，那你就有可能会失去它。
But the truth is, you have never deserved His love, and you never will.
但是真理是，你从来都没有能够赢得神的爱，你也永远不能够赢得他的爱。
God loves you in spite of your sin.
即使你是一个罪人，神依然爱了你。
God doesn't love you because of who you are or what you've done.
神爱你不是因为你是一个好人或者你做了什么好事。
God loves you because of who He is and because of what He has done for you.
神爱你因为他是完全公义的，因为他所为你所做的工。
And that means God's love is secure.
所以神的爱是完完全全稳固的。
If you're a child of God, you can never lose His love because you didn't earn it to begin with.
如果你是神的孩子，你就永远不能够失去神的爱，因为你从来就没有能够赢得过他。
There's more. A love that is undeserved also results in the greatest appreciation.
这样的不配得的爱，也让我们对神产生最深的感恩。
If you think you've earned something, you're never going to be as thankful.
如果你觉得这 一件东西是你所赢得的，那你就不会对它产生感恩。
You expect it.
你觉得这是理所应当的。
Maybe you even demand it.
你觉得这是你所应该得到的。
But if you receive something that you know you didn't deserve, then you're surprised and you rejoice with genuine appreciation and gratitude.
但是如果你收到了一个你所不配得的东西的时候，你就会心中充满惊喜快乐，对神产生由衷的感恩。
Do you recognize that everything you have is all an undeserved gift from God?
弟兄姐妹们，我们所拥有的每一件东西，每一样事情，都是我们不配得的，都是从神而来的。
We must never get so used to His grace and His love that we expect it or take it for granted.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们永远都不对神的恩典习以为常，觉得它是理所应当的。
God gave His very own Son, His only Son, to save us when we did not deserve it.
在我们还不配得的时候，神拆下他的独生爱子给我们。
We don't deserve His love, yet we are more loved than we could ever imagine.
我们虽然不配得神的爱，然而神却爱我们，爱到底。
And one more reason why this is good news is that no one is ever beyond the reach of God's love.
这是一个好消息，因为没有人是神的爱所无法触及到的。
Maybe you have sins in your past that make you think, if anyone else here knew, they would never love me.
也许你有很不堪的过去，也许你会觉得，如果有人知道我以前所做过的坏事，那他就不会来爱我。
More importantly, maybe you think God would never love me.
可能你觉得神永远不会爱我。
But you see, if you are a weak, ungodly, sinful enemy of God, you are qualified to receive the love of God.
但是如果你是软弱的，你是无助的，你是有罪的，或者是神的仇敌，那你就配得到神的爱。
It simply says we must trust Him.
我们只需要单单地信靠他。
God knows everything you have ever done and everything you will ever do.
神知道你以前所做过的一切事，也知道你未来所要做的一切事。
And in spite of how unworthy you are, if you've repented of your sins and trusted in Christ, then He sent His Son to pay for your sins.
无论你觉得你有多么不配神的爱，只要你愿意认罪悔改，相信耶稣，神就已经拆了他的独生爱子，为你的罪付出了代价。
This kind of love gives freedom and life for those who recognize their sin.
这样的爱是给那些认识到自己有罪的人自由和生命的。
But this painfully crushes our pride, doesn't it?
它也粉碎了我们心中的骄傲。
And that's the way God designed it to be.
这也就是神设计他的爱所应有的效果。
God doesn't love you because of anything in you.
神爱你不是因为你是多么好的人。
God loves you because He is love.
神爱你因为神是爱。
So this is the first amazing truth about God's love, that it's undeserved.
所以这是我今天要分享的第一个关于神的爱的奇妙真理，神的爱是不配得的。
And that leads us to our second amazing truth, God's love is sacrificial.
我要分享的第二点是神的爱是牺牲的爱。
Look again at Romans 5:6.
我们看到第五章第六节。
For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死了。
What does it mean that Christ died?For the ungodly.
经文在这边说到，基督按所定的日期为罪人死了，是什么意思呢？
That's an important question that is often overlooked or misunderstood or just not understood at all.
我们通常误解或者忽略这个问题。
When we say Christ died for the ungodly, it means He died on behalf of, or in the place of, or even instead of the ungodly.
当经文说到神为罪人死，或者是为不敬虔的人而死的时候，也就是说，耶稣代表了罪人，代表了不敬虔的人而死。
This means that Christ took the punishment that the ungodly deserved.
这说明耶稣基督为了那些罪人、不敬虔的人，受了他们所应当受的惩罚。
And the ungodly who deserved the punishment are saved.
因为这样，那些不敬虔的人受到了拯救。
This is the doctrine of substitution.
这就是替代的，关于替代的教义。
That Jesus Christ satisfied the wrath of God, which we deserve because of our sin.
耶稣基督替代了有罪的我们， 接受了我们所应得的神的愤怒。
Because of God's justice, there had to be punishment for sin.
因为神是公义的，所以罪必然得到惩罚。
God will not let sin go unpunished.
神不会让罪不得到惩罚。
So in his love, he sent his own son to pay the price that we should have paid.
所以神因着他的爱，拆下了他的独生爱子，为我们受到了我们所应受的惩罚。
There are some today who don't like this truth because they don't like the idea of a God who has wrath against sin.
现今有些人不认同神恨恶罪的这个事实，他们不喜欢这样说。
So instead of Jesus bearing our sins and taking our punishment, some wrongly say that Jesus died on the cross just as an example of love.
这些人认为耶稣死在十字架上，并不是因为他要代替我们来受罪，而是因为这是耶稣彰显他最终极的爱的一种表现。
But the problem is, without the satisfaction of wrath, Jesus' death on the cross is meaningless and foolish.
但问题是，如果神的愤怒不能够被平息的话，耶稣的死是毫无意义，是虚妄的。
Think about it this way. If I told you that I loved you so much, I'd run into a burning building and die just to show you how much I love you. Would that make any sense?
让我来举个例子，如果我对你说我爱你爱到一个地步，我愿意跑进一个空无一人的着火的房子为你而死，这有意义吗？
No.
没有意义。
This is how much I love you. Watch. There's no purpose.
看，我爱你，我愿意跑到一个空无一人的房子里去死，没有任何的意义。
But instead, what if I ran into a burning building where you were trapped? And I carried you to safety out of that burning building, but in so doing, I myself perished.
但是如果我跑进这个着了火的房子，是为了要救被困在当中的你，那么我的死就是有意义的。
That takes on a lot more meaning.
那就这就变得有意义了。
I didn't die needlessly or meaninglessly.
我的死不是没有必要，不是没有意义的。
I died so you could live.
我死是为了换你的活。
That's what Jesus is doing.
这也是耶稣在这里所做的。
Jesus didn't die a meaningless death.
耶稣的死并不是没有意义的。
He died a sacrificial saving death, a substitutionary death.
耶稣的死是为了拯救我们，是为了替代我们而受罪。
When it says that Christ died for the ungodly, it means that he absorbed and he satisfied all the wrath that was meant for you and me because of our sin.
当经文说到神为罪人为不敬虔的人而死的时候，也就是说耶稣为我们而接受了我们所应得的神从神而来所有应得的应当的愤怒。
Jesus paid the penalty for our sins.
耶稣为我们的罪而受了刑罚。
He was crushed so we could be forgiven.
耶稣受到了压伤，让我们能够得到医治。
He was forsaken so that we could be accepted.
耶稣被神放弃了，让我们能够得到救赎和接受。
So God's love is undeserved.
所以神的爱是我们不配得的。
God's love is sacrificial.
也是牺牲的爱。
And thirdly, God's love is divine.
第三点，神的爱是神圣的。
God's love is divine.
神的爱是神圣的。
Verse 7 describes the very pinnacle of human love.
我们在经文的第七节看到属世的爱的高峰。
The giving of one's life for the sake of someone else.
就是为他人舍命。
And then verse 8 contrasts that with God's own love, which is not a human love, but a divine love.
然后我们在经文的第八节看到第八节和第七节用神的爱来与人的爱做对比。
Let's read verse 7.
我们一起来读第五章第七节。为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
Now, the first part of verse 7 says that one will hardly die for a righteous man.
我们在第七节的前半段看到，为一人死是少有的。
The righteous man is someone who lives by all the rules and doesn't harm anybody else.
这里说的一人呢，你可以把它理解成为一个循规蹈矩，很少，从来不冒犯别人的人。
No one feels compelled to die for him. He's righteous, but cold.
他是一个义人，但也许他的内心是冰冷的。
The second part of verse 7 says, perhaps for the good person, one would dare even to die.
第七节的后半段写到，为人人死，或者有敢做的。
The good person isn't just righteous, but he's good. He's generous and kind.
这边说的仁人或者是好人呢，他是他不光是一个义人，他也是非常良善的一个温暖的人。
Perhaps he goes out of his way to help others.
他是一个乐于助人的人。
You feel a warmth and a love for this kind of a person.
他可能是一个慷慨解囊、乐善好施的人，你也会从这样的人的心中感到温暖。
Paul says, in this case, perhaps, maybe, just possibly, someone might dare to even die for this person.
保罗说，在这样的情况下，为这样的一个好人，或者是仁人，或者有人愿意，可能有人愿意为他死。
So the very best of human love might cause someone to die for a good person.
所以即使是我们的人当中最好、最优秀的爱，也是或许能够为一个好人而死。
With that in mind, let's read verses 7 and 8 one more time.
然后让我们继续再读一遍第五章第七节、第八节。为义人死是少有的，为仁人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
The best of human love says maybe for a good person.
人的爱或许不一定会愿意为仁人而死。
But God is not like any man.
但是神不像任何一个人。
With human love, you might die for a good man, but no one would die for a bad man.
一个好人可能会愿意为另一个好人而死，但是没有人愿意为一个罪人而死。
No one would die for an enemy.
没有人愿意为仇敌而死。
But Jesus would.
唯有基督愿意。
Only in the best case is there a chance one man would sacrifice his life for another, but God does it in the worst case.
一个人只有在人性最光辉的时刻才愿意为他人舍命，然而神却在最坏的情况下愿意为我们舍命。
God's love is counterintuitive.
神的爱永远与我们的直觉背道而驰。
God's love is not for the good and righteous, it's for the helpless, the ungodly, the sinners, and enemies.
神的爱不是给那些好人，不是给那些义人的，是给那些无助的，是给那些不敬虔的人。
God's love makes no sense, humanly speaking.
神的爱对于人来说是难以理解的。
Because his love is not human, it is divine.
因为他的爱不是属世的，乃是神圣的。
Maybe there are some of you who would lay down your life to save a family member.
可能我们当中有人愿意为我们的家人而舍命。
Maybe there are some of you who would lay down your life to save a friend.
可能有人愿意为朋友而舍命。
But I doubt there's anyone here who would sacrifice themselves to save a stranger.
但是我敢说，很少有人愿意为路人而舍命。
And no one here would lay down your life to save an enemy.
我敢说，没有人愿意为仇敌而舍命。
But remember, Jesus didn't die for family.
但是耶稣没有，不光光是为，耶稣不是为了家人而死。
He didn't die for his friends.
他没有为他的朋友而死。
He didn't die even for strangers.
他没有为路人而死。
He died for enemies.
耶稣为仇敌而死。
Jesus, being very God, he made you and me.
耶稣自己是神，他创造了你我。
He knew everything about us even before we were born.
耶稣在我们被创造以前就认识我们。
He gives us every good thing that we have.
他给了我们所拥有的一切。
But the Bible says that we hated him and rebelled against him for no reason.
但是经文却告诉我们，我们恨恶神，并且违背他的旨意。
And we nailed him to a cross, and yet he still loves us.
虽然我们把耶稣钉了十字架，然而他依然爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand how amazing God's love is for us.
弟兄姐妹们，神对我们的爱是如此的奇妙。
God's love is undeserved.
神的爱是我们不配得的。
Sacrificial.
是牺牲的爱，
and it's divine.
也是神圣的爱。
And that brings us to the last amazing truth about God's love. It is faithful.
这就让我们看到今天的最后一点，这就是神的爱是信实的爱。
God's love is faithful.
神的爱是信实的。
Verse 8 says, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
第八节说到，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
That word shows carries the idea that God was not just communicating or presenting his love for us. He was, He was commending it, or he was proving his love to us on the cross.
这边的显明这个词呢，说明神不光是在传达、显现他的爱，他在用十字架上的舍命来做这个爱的凭证。
The verb shows is in the present tense in the Greek, which means that Christ's once for all death on the cross continually demonstrates God's unchanging love throughout all history.
在希腊文中显明这个词用的时态是现在时，也就是说耶稣的死持续的在彰显神亘古不变的爱。
We often think that our circumstances demonstrate God's love for us.
我们有时候觉得我们所身处的境况代表了神对我们的爱。
If I'm doing well financially or I'm healthy, then oh, that must mean God loves me.
如果我健康富有，那说明神爱我。
If my life is not going well, I get sick or I lose my job, then oh, maybe God doesn't love me.
如果我在软弱，或者是我不健康的时候，可能神不爱我。
But according to Romans 5:8, we should not measure God's love for us by how comfortable our lives are.
但是根据罗马书第五章第八节，我们不应该用生活的舒适度来作为神爱的标尺。
Instead, God demonstrated once and for all his love toward us in his unchanging finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，恰恰相反，神一次也永远地用耶稣在十字架上所成就的功，向我们显明了他的爱。
That's why Puritan John Owen wrote, "The greatest sorrow and burden you can lay on the Father, the greatest unkindness you can do to him, is not to believe that he loves you."
这也是为什么清教徒约翰·欧文这么说，人能够给神最大的伤痛和负担，对神所能够行出的最大的不义，就是不相信神爱我们。
So if you're tempted to doubt God's love because of your failures, remember the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，当你是因为身处逆境和失败，怀疑神的爱的时候，请记得十字架。
If you're tempted to doubt God's love because of your circumstances, remember the cross.
如果你因为身处逆境怀疑神是否爱你的时候，请记得耶稣在十字架上所成就的。
Many years ago, someone I knew got engaged to a doctor.
很多年前，我的一个朋友他和一个医生订婚了。
She had a very large diamond on her engagement ring.
她的订婚戒指上呢有一颗非常大的钻戒。
She told my wife and some other women that her fiance said the size of the diamond isn't a reflection of how much he loves her.
我的这个朋友对我的太太和他的一些朋友们说，我的这个钻戒呢，虽然大，但是它并不代表我的未婚夫对我的爱。
And my wife and the other women joked, "It should represent how much he loves you. That's a big diamond."
然后我的太太开玩笑说，它应该代表了你未婚夫对你的爱，这是一个很大的钻戒，他付出了很多。
There's a sense in which an engagement ring is a display, a demonstration of the man's love for his bride.
弟兄姐妹们，从某种程度上来说，订婚钻戒的这个大小，确实是显现了这个未婚夫对于未婚妻的爱。
After they get married, though, the husband does not need to buy a new and bigger diamond every year to show his wife his love to her.
但是他们结婚了之后，丈夫并不需要为妻子每一年都买一个新的钻戒来显示他有多么的爱她。
I don't think she would complain.
虽然我不觉得，即使你每年都为你的妻子买钻戒，她也不一定会抱怨。
But I'm thankful it's not necessary.
但是我很感恩，这不是必要的。
Instead, she can look at that diamond ring, which never changes, never fades, and she can know that by God's grace, her husband's love is not supposed to change or fade either.
那作为妻子，可以看着她的丈夫为她买的这一枚钻戒，她就会知道，因着神的恩典，丈夫的爱也可以像钻石一样，永远不会褪色，不会改变。
In a much more amazing way, at any moment of life, if you start to doubt God's love, you only need to remember the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，在你的生命当中，无论哪一时哪一刻，如果你开始怀疑神对你的爱的时候，你只需要想起十字架。
And when you remember what Jesus did for you there, you can be reminded that God's love has not changed.
当你想起耶稣基督在十字架上为你所成就的时候，你就会被提醒到神对你的爱永不改变。
If God has loved you at your worst, your sins will not change his love for you.
如果神在你最坏、处境最差的时候已经爱了你，那他对你的爱就永远不会改变。
You can't do anything to make him love you less.
你不能做任何的事情让他爱你爱得更少。
You also can't do anything to make him love you more.
你也不能让他爱你更多。
His love is undeserved and it cannot be lost.
神对你的爱是你不配得的，也是你不会失去的。
And it is unchanging.
他的爱是亘古不变的。
The cross should be like a monument that towers over the circumstances of your life.
弟兄姐妹们，十字架应该成为我们生命当中无论处在任何境况当中的一个丰碑。
So in the darkest times, in the deepest of valleys, you can look up and see the cross standing there, unchanging, reminding you of God's love.
无论你身处多么黑暗的时刻，多么幽暗的深谷，当你抬头仰望十字架的时候，你就会想起神那亘古不变、无人配得的爱。
So at the cross, Christ died for the ungodly.
在十字架上，耶稣基督为不敬虔的人死了。
Showing that God's love is not deserved.It is, sorry, that is not deserved, it's undeserved.
神让我们知道他的爱是我们所不配得的。
At the cross, Christ paid the penalty for our sins, showing that God's love is not superficial, it's sacrificial.
在十字架上，耶稣基督为我们的罪 而受了刑罚，让我们知道神的爱不是表面的，而是牺牲的。
At the cross, Christ died for his enemies, showing that God's love is not human, it's divine.
在十字架上，耶稣基督为他的仇敌而死了，让我们知道神的爱是神圣的。
And at the cross, God continually demonstrates His love, showing that His love is not changing; it's faithful.
在十字架上，神也持续地彰显他的爱，让我们知道他的爱是信实的。
When you truly understand this kind of love, it changes you in every area.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们真正的了解这样的爱的时候，它改变我们的人生。
We sing a little bit louder because He is worthy.
我们的敬拜会变得更加的嘹亮，因为我们知道神是配得的。
You pray with more confidence because you know you have a loving heavenly Father who listens.
我们的祷告会更加的有信心，因为我们知道天父始终在聆听我们的祷告。
You'll complain less because you know that if God has given you His Son, His very best, then He won't hold back anything else that's good for you.
你也会有更少的抱怨，因为你知道神对你的爱永远不会减少。
And you will also love others with a supernatural Christ-like love, even when they don't deserve it, because you'll remember that you didn't deserve it.
神对你的爱也会激励你像耶稣一样去爱那些不配被爱的人。
You know, one theologian put it this way: It's hard to convince people that a God they can't see loves them when a church they can see doesn't seem to like them.
有一个神学家这样说道：当眼所能见的教会不去爱人的时候。我们很难能够让人相信眼所未见的神是爱人的。
My prayer is that we'd be a church full of love.
弟兄姐妹们，我今天的祷告是我们会成为一个充满爱的教会。
Love for one another and love for the lost.
让我们愿意能够彼此相爱，也为失丧的灵，也爱那些失丧的人。
So this morning I started out by asking, by saying this is one of the most difficult questions.
在我今天讲到开始的时候，我问了一个很难的问题。
How can a perfect, holy God love flawed and sinful man?
一个完美的圣洁的神如何能够爱一个有罪的人？
Now I want to end with a more personal question and perhaps even more difficult.
我想用一个非常私人，可能更加艰深的问题来结束今天的讲道。
Why has God chosen to love a sinner like you?
为什么神去选择去爱一个像你一样的罪人呢？
Why does God love a sinner like me?
为什么神愿意爱像我这样的罪人？
Out of all the people in the world, why?
在这个世界上有这么多人，为什么神选择了你和我？
You have done absolutely nothing good in your life to deserve it.
你的生命当中没有做任何一件事去赢得神的爱。
Why would God put His special love upon you or upon me?
但是神为什么依然选择了爱你和我呢？
We are forced to answer, I don't know.
我们不得不说，我们不知道。
There is no answer to that.
这个问题是无解的。
It's because God is who God is.
因为神，他就是昔在、今在、永在的神。
Because God is love.
神是爱。
There's nothing in me that I've done. There's no reason for God to love me, but praise God that He does.
我所做的事情没有一件能够让神去爱我，但是感谢神，神依然爱我。
And praise God that if you've trusted in Christ, He loves you.
感谢赞美神，如果你已经信靠了耶稣，那神也爱你。
Let's pray.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great amazing love.
天父，我们为你的奇妙的爱献上感谢。
Father, help us to remember the glory of what Christ has done for us on the cross.
主啊，让我们永远能够铭记耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的功。
We thank you that he bore our punishment upon the cross.
我们感谢你，耶稣基督在十字架上为我们承受了我们应得的刑罚。
We praise you for raising him from the dead.
我们赞美你，因为你让他复活了。
And he sits at your right hand, deserving of all praise and glory and honor.
并且他坐在你的右边，得了他所应得的荣耀。
Father, for any who are here today who think they have earned your love, may you humble our hearts.
主啊，如果今天在我们当中有哪些人觉得他们是赢得了你的爱，让这些人的内心得到谦卑。
If there's any in this room today who feel like they don't deserve your love and could not, that they're unlovable, would you show them that your love is for It's for the ungodly.
主啊，在我们当中，如果有一些人觉得他们并不配得你的爱，请让你提醒他们，你的爱是给所有不敬虔的人的。
And God, may you help all of us to understand and receive your love, and so love one another.
主啊，请求你帮助我们，让我们能够接受也懂得你的爱，并且受激励去彼此相爱。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵名求祷告。
Amen.